First Monday in Lent, esteeming God more than man, St. John Chrysostom. Not only angels are looking on at us, but he that presides over all the spectacle. Let us not then desire any other to applaud us, for this is to insult him, hastening by him as if insufficient to admire us, we make the best of our way to our fellow servants. For just as they who contend in a small theatre seek a large one, as if this were insufficient for their display, so also do they, who, contending in the sight of God, afterwards seek the applause of men, losing the greater praise and eager for the less, they draw upon themselves severe punishment. What but this hath turned everything upside down? This puts the whole world into confusion, that we do all things with an eye to men, and even for our good things we esteem it nothing to have God as an admirer, but seek the approbation which cometh from our fellow servants, and for the contrary things again, despising him, we fear men. And yet surely they shall stand with us before the tribunal doing us no good. But God, whom we despise now, shall himself pass the sentence upon us. But yet though we know these things, we still gape after men, which is the first of sins. Thus, we are man looking on. No one would choose to be guilty of iniquity. The tyranny of his passion is conquered by his reverence for men. But in God's sight, men have dared and still dare to do very many dreadful things. In the sight of men we fear, but in God's sight we fear no longer. From hence, in fact, all the world's evil have originated, but because in things so bad we reverence not God, but men. On this account, you see, both things which are truly good, not accounted such by the generality, because objects of our aversion, men not investigating the nature of the things, but having respect unto the opinion of the many, and again, in the case of evil things, acting on this same principle. Certain things therefore are not really good, but seeming fair unto the many, we pursue as good, though through the same habit, so that on either side we go to destruction. Perhaps some may find this remark somewhat obscure, wherefore we must express it more clearly. When we commit sin, we fear men more than God. When therefore we have thus subjected ourselves unto them, and made them lords over us, there are many other things also which seem unto these our lords to be evil, not being such. These also we flee for our part in like manner. For instance, to live in poverty many account disgraceful, and we flee poverty, not because it is disgraceful or because we are so persuaded, but because our masters count it disgraceful, and we fear them. Again, to be unhonored and contemptible and void of all authority seems likewise unto the most part a matter of shame and great vileness. This again we flee, not condemning the thing itself, but because of the sentence of our masters. Again, on the contrary side, also we undergo the same mischief, as wealth is counted a good thing, and pride and pomps, and to be conspicuous. Accordingly, this again we pursue, not either in this case from considering the nature of the thing as good, but persuaded by the opinion of our masters. For the people is our master, and the great mob is a savage master, and a severe tyrant. Not so much as a command being needed in order to make us listen to him. It is enough that we should just know what he wills, and without a command we submit, so great good will do we bear towards him. Again, God, threatening and admonishing day by day, is not heard, but the common people, full of disorders, made up of all manner of dregs, has no occasion for one word of command, enough for it only to signify with what it is well pleased, and in all things we obey immediately. But how, says someone, is a man to flee from these matters? By getting a mind greater than theirs, by looking into the nature of things, by condemning the voice of the multitude, before all, by training himself in the things really disgraceful to fear not men, but the unsleeping eye, and again, in all good things, to seek the crown which come from him. For thus, neither in the other sort of things shall we be able to tolerate them. For whoso, when he doth right, judges them unworthy to know his good deeds, and contends himself with the suffrage of God, neither will he take account of them in matters of the contrary sort. And how can this be? You will say, Consider what man is, what God, whom thou desertest, and unto whom thou fliest for refuge, and thou wilt soon be right altogether. Man lieth under the same sin as thyself, and the same condemnation, and the same punishment. Man is like to vanity, and hath not true judgment, and needs the correction from above. Man is dust and ashes, and if he bestow praise, he will often bestow it at random, or out of favor or ill will. And if he calumniate and accuse, this again will he do out of the same kind of purpose. But God doth not so. Rather irreprovable is his sentence, and pure his judgment. Wherefore, we must always flee to him for refuge, and not for these reasons alone, but because he both made, and more than all spares thee, and loves thee better than thou dost thyself. Why then, neglecting to have so awful an approver, betake with ourselves unto man, who is nothing, all rashness, all at random? Doth he call thee wicked and polluted when thou art not so? So much the more do thou pity him, and weep because he is corrupt, and despise his opinion, because the eyes of his understanding are darkened. For even the apostles were thus evil reported of, and they laughed to scorn their calumniators. But doth he call thee good or kind? If such indeed thou art, yet be not at all puffed up by the opinion. But if thou art not such, despise it the more, and esteem the thing be mockery. What can it be but the extreme of folly to seek earnestly the praise of men, so corrupt in their ideas? Men whose conduct it is at all at random, when we ought always to resort to the unsleeping eye, and look to his sentence in all that we do and speak. For these, even if they approve, will have no power to profit us. But he, should he accept our doings, will both here make us glorious, and in the future day will impart to us of the unspeakable good things, which may it be the lot of us all to obtain, through the grace and loving kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the Father and the Holy Spirit be glory, honor, power, now and always, and unto everlasting ages. Amen.